I'm slightly spent, so I'm going to hand you over to my good friend Elizabeth, who just has the most incredible way with words, and she's going to kind of lead us through just kind of reflecting and lead us in our response. Do you want to come on up? Turn the time mic on.
Hello? Can you hear me all right? Is that okay? Thank you. Who are you, Jesus, to me? Who are you, Jesus, to me? You are my knowing. Knowing I need you first. Knowing that without your spirit there is no path I can follow that finds you at the end. The glorious end. Finding your peace that goes beyond, surpasses all, transcends the reach of mankind, and finally exceeds all my expectations. Expectations that I'm told I should have, but struggle to maintain because I am weak. The light that shines out every corner lights up every crevice of darkness my simple heart can try to hide. Outshines the sunniest day, the halogen of halogens. The light that reveals every truth, the kind of truth that would set me free. A perfume that has me reeling in heady clouds of knowing smiles. A nod to you, an eyebrow raised in revelation. Ah, that's who. Ah, that's why. You are the colours that arch to light up a dark rain cloud sky to shout out, this is the promise I make to you. The storyteller, with the story to end all stories, telling epic tales that cast your story far beyond the boundaries of this heart, far past the lines I could ever draw, or eyes that I could grow wide, wider, and yet wider still. You hold my imagination as the new buds hold their dew from their first spring morning. Anticipation of growth, a readiness that I will fall, but you will catch me and I will fly. You are my travel guidebook. My map of ordinance, my menu of delight. There are no prequels, sequels or box sets that could entertain this flipped out mind like your word. You are the word. You capture me, you dance me round, twirling in midnight starlit skies, and I count them as you placed them, because you placed them. You tend to me, pruning, shaping, and encouraging the blossom you are utterly convinced exists in me. You made me. You should know, right? You were in the choice you gave me at the start. You know the one? The one I took that continually broke my heart, but I thought it was mine to make, so, right? Pistachio or chocolate, strawberry or plain old vanilla, left or right, the red pear or the gold pear, straight or curly, darkness or light. Be brave, you said. Be mine, you said. And finally, you called me by my name. I chose you. But really, we all know you chose me. And here's the deal breaker, people. He chose me knowing he would be punished for, die for, to be raised from the dead for, and when all said and done, to live in me for the hope that I might, just might, love him in return. You are my decisions, my conclusions, my resolutions, my resolve. You are my determination. You are my reason. You are my life's work. He says to me, perfectly, wholly, totally, utterly, unreservedly, he says to me, you who started this, you who rose again to finish this, Lord of lords, King of kings, the Saviour of all, who are you to me? Should be more. Who I can be for you?